So this is the first quarter summary result. The revenue has grown by 2%, and the operating profit has increased by 24%, and operating profit margin is growing nicely. We will be presenting another slide to explain this in detail, but out of this operating profit, due to the stock price increase, there are some remuneration linked to the stock price is included here. So if the stock price does not go up, and then in practically there is an increase of 34%. But the recurring profit minus 9%, main reason is due to the translation loss of the exchange rate. Because of the lower dollar, higher yen, there was some translation loss, and that is posted here. And this pre-GAAP is minus 8%, and this is totally different from the previous quarter. So what is happening? So that is explained by using this slide. And that is mainly coming from the consumer business of minus 27%. And the reason for that, well, already in our fourth quarter last fiscal year, as we have explained in our earnings results meeting, there is the EC payment processing company in overseas digital company, and this function is non-functional effectively. So in order to avoid any inconvenience to our customers, we have extended the renewal license by 2 months. So the 2 months in the first quarter for overseas, there is almost none of sales posted there. But in May, we have replaced with a new vendor, and the revenue has started to be posted. So we are going to go back to the normal in May. So there is no changes after May. So that's the major reason for this big drop in consumer. And as I have mentioned earlier, the increase in stock price, 1.2 billion. So there's a variable bonus or the remuneration is included here. So in reality, there is an increase of a profit by 34%. And this is the full year forecast. So first quarter, we are in line with our plan for the revenue and the operating income. And the pre-GAAP, as I have mentioned earlier, the fourth quarter last year and the first quarter this year, there is a very big gap. And Kevin will explain about this later on. But the revenue for the enterprises, there is an uncertainty in a macro environment, and that has been impacting the first quarter result, we believe. And then enterprise ARR, the subscription has seen a double-digit growth. And the details will be explained by Kevin later on. And cash flow, and this is growing nicely as well. And the number of headcounts, well, there is a slight decrease. I have made exactly the same comment, but the reason for this decrease in headcount is because of having a flat organization. Using the new technology, we are trying to turn our organization to be more flat organization rather than a tiered organization to improve the productivity. And this is the cost changes. Comparing this to previous quarter, this yellow, that is the personnel cost. That is a very big ticket item in the cost. This bonus portion, comparing against the previous quarter, there is about a 3 billion yen difference. The cost on the top part of this bar, stock options related cost, the reason why this is glorious because of this 1.2 billion yen foreign exchange related cost.
And
we are using cloud more effectively now. So the cloud cost is decreasing. So the highlight for the first quarter is, so we have actually achieved the record high quarter operating profit, and OP margin is continued to improve. And this is the full year forecast. As I've mentioned earlier, this is in line with our expectation. There are some macroeconomic uncertainties, but this is the full year forecast or the guidelines that we are having. So this concludes my presentation. Thank you very much.